The next day, Will was awakened early for church. His mother did so kindly enough by scratching his back and singing that dumb little Happy Mr. Sun song. Afterward, she zoomed off into the edge of the door. "I want you up, ready and dressed in 15 minutes," she said. "Otherwise, you'll be late for breakfast time working on eggs and bacon." Eggs and bacon? He loved that kind of breakfast. Will laid back again and gave his eyes a minute to adjust. Getting up was awful, especially if it meant all he had to look forward to was church. He reached for his cup of water and drank a nice long drink to help wake his muscles. Then he pulled himself from bed and put on his most comfortable attempt at church clothes before he left to the bathroom to comb his hair. Breakfast would have been nice if it weren't for the fact that slowly Will's mind began to puzzle back the strange information from the night before. But the both of his parents acted their same old selves. They ate, and smiled, and kissed, and hugged, and carried on as if they were the happiest family there ever was, without any so much as a care in the world. Church came and went, and everything was shaping up to be every bit as average a Sunday as any other Will remembered, at least until he got home.
"Today, Will," his father said, "you're coming with me. You're going to help me get a few things done at work."
Actually, he sort of announced it, like it was some sort of big accomplishment or a trophy or something. Will scrunched his face. The pharmacy? He couldn't remember the last time he'd been up there. "Really? You need my help?" Will said.
"Sure."
His dad acted like it was the most normal thing in the world. "Okay. When do we have to go?"
"Why not now?"
His dad gave an over-exaggerated wave toward the door. Will nodded slowly and turned toward his mother, who had already begun to wave a cheerful goodbye.
"So, son, have you ever wondered about the fascinating world of medicine?"
his father said as soon as they were both in the car and buckled. No, Will thought, but he decided it would be best not to hurt his dad's feelings.
"Yeah," he said. "Medicine's probably pretty cool. Keeps people well and all right."
"That it does, son. That it does."
They pulled out of the driveway and on out of their neighborhood. Finally, his father asked his second sort of forced question.
"You been, having fun with your video games and stuff?"
he said.
Yeah.
Will's answer was less than helpful. His father fell silent a long bit until the little strip mall that held the pharmacy had just begun to peek its corners over the nearest hill. He let out an irritated grunt.
"I wanted to ask you something, son," his dad said. Did you get out of bed last night, maybe?"
The water glass.
How could have he been so stupid? He'd left it in the hall as he'd sprinted to bed. It was there this morning, so they must have found it and replaced it sometime in the night. What would he say? He didn't want them to think that he'd heard what they'd been talking about, but how else would there have been gotten to be a random water glass in the hall unless he'd put it there? The question is, what should Will's answer be? He should lie and say he never left bed. He should tell his dad he got up last night. Or he should tell his dad he thinks he may have started sleepwalking.